In studio, well, one of the Republicans Victor might be talking about, I have no idea, campaigning for District 19, U.S. Congress, Dr. Donald May, welcome back.
Chad, good morning, and I'm out there campaigning for a number of my good Hispanic Republican friends at this time.
Now, wait a minute. Are there Republican Hispanics out there?
Well, there are, of course there are.
Because, I don't know, all the controversy lately, it doesn't sound
like. And they're all, most of them are conservative with conservative values like you and I.
Well, it's just, we'll get to that.
That's a topic for another time.
Yeah, you're not running against Victor. So we can leave that to the side. You've been campaigning, obviously, for District 19. Tomorrow is Election Day. You've seen a low voter turnout so far in Lubbock County. What do you think that means?
A lot of the people aren't interested, Chad. We're seeing mainly the people who are coming in and voting seem to be the highly informed voter. Obviously, that's giving me a very high return on our informal post-voting polls that we've been taking, because the people who are voting are the more highly informed. The people who really haven't been following the races and such aren't going out and voting.
The people that you have spoken to who are supporting you,
yes,
They are looking to vote against the incumbent. What are the reasons? Because you look at the voting record, I think most people would admit, pretty good voting record. What are the problems that people are having with the incumbent?
Well, voting is one thing, because anybody can vote conservative or anybody can vote whichever way that they want, liberal or otherwise. The important thing is being able to articulate on the floor, get on the floor, speak, address issues, stand on the floor, confront the president, confront the speaker, confront Nancy Pelosi, confront both Democrats and Republicans. And the other thing is to pass bills. The incumbent has only succeeded in passing 3 of his bills in 11 years. 2 of those, as you and I know, named post office buildings, which is fine. We need those kind of bills.
But some would argue, hey, we don't want a bunch of people just passing bills.
No, but the thing is, if you build up a government, Chad, by passing bills, you have to take down the power in the reach of the government by passing bills. The only way to get the government out of places where it doesn't belong, which is most of the places right now, the only way to get rid of Obamacare, to get the government out of overseeing our health care, out of overseeing our insurance. Most of us want our insurance overseen by our state. Our car insurance prices are low because they're overseen by our states. We have no problem buying an insurance policy in multiple states. I have vehicles in Illinois and Texas. I have no problem buying good, inexpensive insurance there. We want to see the government out of the way, and bills are the way to get that done. The other thing, of course, fixing the government is impeaching judges and other officials who are not following the Constitution.
Visiting with Dr. Donald May, running for U.S. Congress. Let me ask you this. You've mentioned on this show numerous times the differences, some of the differences people would be able to see between you and the incumbent. Number one, you would write small legislation to cut government. You've talked about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You said that you would also be on TV, that you would get more press. You would be on the House floor taking your 7 minutes.
Every day.
Every single day.
Everybody up there can have right now 7 minutes a day. Apparently, there are not enough people interested in getting on the floor. I'll take every one of those 7 minutes and more.
But let me ask you this. How does what you have said, how does that translate into better government and better than what we already have in Washington, D.C. right now in the incumbent?
Better government is not going to come directly from the legislators who are elected, the House and the Senate members. Better government is going to come from the people. The people need to understand what's necessary up there. They need to, number one, go to their elected officials, their congressmen, their senators, and say, you need to do a better job. You need to do this. If they don't, the people will kick them out. As Sam Adams said, starting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, getting people excited, getting people to push the government. The power is not sitting in those two chambers up in the Capitol. The power is here among the people. That's where it's put.
But if they send you, if District 19 says, okay, fine, we're going to make a switch here.
Absolutely.
We're going to send Donald May to Congress. What can you do to change the direction this country is going in?
I'm going to hit the ground running in the House just like Ted Cruz hit the ground running in the Senate. You're going to see me every day. You're going to see me involved in issues. You're going to see me working with people like Ted Cruz, Louie Gohmert. I'm hoping we can put Louie Gohmert in as Speaker of the House. We need a Texan as Speaker of the House. We're going to have Mike Conaway, who's down in Midland. He's going to be the next chair of agriculture. I think a very good man, very good person for West Texas. We're going to move in a direction that not only says, here's a problem, but here is a solution, and here is a simple solution to the problem. Government becomes very, very complex. People get totally overwhelmed. The solutions are simple. Get the government out of the way where it doesn't need to be.
Visiting with Dr. Donald May here in studio, running for Congress. You've heard the ads. You've heard the ads from your opponent. That charge that you gave money to, let me see if I get this right, you gave money to different medical organizations, different medical political action committees that gave money to Nancy Pelosi, to different Democrats out there, probably to Republicans as well.
Including that Congressman Neugebauer.
That helped out Obamacare.
Yes.
What is your response to that? I mean, do you think a lot of people are buying that ad?
Well, I certainly hope not, but it's total hypocrisy because Congressman Neugebauer is at the same trough with Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Barack Obama getting money from the Texas Medical Association. People can go back and check. Texas Medical Association gave Randy Neugebauer money. They gave Democrats money who were running against Rick Perry. I am a member of the Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau has a PAC. The PAC donates to Republicans, including Randy Neugebauer, including Nancy Pelosi. American College of Surgeons does the same thing. American Academy of Ophthalmology, I think that's the one he's pointing at in specific. And they give to both Democrats and Republicans. Why do PACs give to Democrats and Republicans? They're buying protection. They don't want to be hurt. Yes, they would like to get some things done, but mainly they give money to both sides saying, let us give you money, don't hurt us too badly. And Randy's at the trough, the same trough that he's accusing me of donating to. In fact, he donates to BuildPAC. And BuildPAC gives money to him and gives money to Nancy Pelosi. The last records I could find for BuildPAC were 2008. I'm sure there's more frequent. But in 2008, Randy Neugebauer got $10,000 from BuildPAC, and poor Nancy Pelosi, she only got $3,500.
Visiting with Dr. Donald May in studio. One of your other opponents, Chris Wynn, he has brought up Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He brought it up. He's been bringing it up in this campaign. He brought it up in his last campaign. I haven't heard you talk about it too much to different audiences. Do you think that the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, do you think that's an issue for Neugebauer, or do you think most people don't? Do you think most people look at it and say, I don't get the connection. We don't see it. We don't care.
Well, it's a past issue, but we're still dealing with what happened with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the overloaning, the unsecured loans. And, this was brought to light by the Wall Street Journal, which listed the Congressman Neugebauer at least three or four times on the front page as one of the three Republicans who supported that. In addition, Barney Frank wrote a bill to prop up Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and our congressman didn't think the bill was strong enough, so he wrote an amendment to it.
Your competitor, Chris Wynn, says that makes Neugebauer a liberal. Do you agree?
I agree with Neugebauer's a liberal. He voted for Medicare Part D. He didn't do anything to close the borders. He doubled the size of our Department of Education with No Child Left Behind. He has liberal spending tendencies and has liberal elite tendencies. So that doesn't make him a total liberal, but it does put him in some financial and in economic areas puts him on the liberal side.
As we wrap up today's interview, folks are still deciding who they're going to vote for in so many races out there. Tell folks, give them your final pitch as they get ready to go to the polls tomorrow.
My final pitch is I will represent the people of the 19th District as West Texans should be represented by a conservative who will be standing up for your values, your Christian principles. We're going to take West Texas values to Washington to make Washington eventually look a whole lot more like Texas. And you'll see me on the floor of the House every day representing you, confronting the issues, confronting Obama, confronting Obamacare, and not just confronting, but providing real solutions that we in the House can do and implement to solve these problems. And also working back with the people in the state of Texas down in Austin, because Washington's so far out of control, we have to work with the individual states to get it together. And Greg Abbott has invited me right after the election tomorrow to start coming down and working with him. I'm going to be heading up to Washington to work with Ted Cruz and others on what we're going to be doing up there.
Don May, appreciate your time.
Thank you. God bless. God bless Texas and God bless the United States of America.